Electric Commission Chairman Maurice Ewu spoke to reporters shortly after the polls officially closed. He said the exercise had been reasonably successful.
So far, I would say so good. We have a late start in the southeast because their plane as a whole came in late. But we agree that, as I explained earlier to you, that we anticipated that such things could happen. The critical message is that our people are interested in casting their votes. The commission is determined to make sure that their votes will count.
But voting is continuing beyond the official closing time. The Independent National Electoral Commission, known as INEC, has authorized flexible voting hours due to delays in distributing 65 million ballots across the vast country of 150 million. Turnout was generally satisfactory across the country, although a few voting centers were virtually empty. At Impape, a sprawling settlement outside Abuja, only about 60 voters out of 500 who were registered turned up. An electoral officer who gave his name as Kingsley explained.
Those that register here were mostly civil servants. They said the reason to their registration was that maybe a government might require them to present it before they will be paid their salary. But they said they are not coming out to vote. But thank God today they turned up. At least now we've registered about 60 people.
As with state elections last weekend, a number of candidates for the federal parliament were shocked to find their names missing from the ballot. Progressive Action Congress Chairman Agade Nwodo was upset that his party's Senate candidate from Abuja did not appear on the ballot.
We discovered that in the ballot paper, the Progressive Action Congress, one of the political parties contesting election in FCT, is omitted. It's a big shock to us. He underwent all the processes for screening and documentation and was listed and had been campaigning seriously and spending money and mobilizing people. At the end, he's frustrated on the same particular day.
The government says it is investigating an attack on the Electric Commission's headquarters on Saturday, shortly before voting began. Seven police officers on election duty were killed in an ambush outside Abuja late Friday night. The Opposition Action Congress says Saturday's elections were rigged. The other opposition parties have yet to comment. The election is expected to produce the first handover from one civilian president to another since Nigeria's independence from Britain in 1960. Give it a cast for Viewer News, Abuja.